in the social rundown. Bringing ourselves to closer to matters of import, closer to the Western Cape. Now, the Minister of Labour has recently extended a collective bargaining agreement signed by employers and trade unions in the Western Cape's construction sector and to all subcontractors and other parties that were not signatories to the original agreement. The agreement is binding as of the 1st of November 2019, and it looks at increasing the daily wage of construction workers. I'm going to be chatting now to Sasha Planting. There are a number of parties in this particular conversation. She's the associate editor of a Daily Maverick and has given us some perspective as to what has happened with these negotiations. Good morning and welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe.
Morning, Refilwe.
Sasha, won't you help us understand the shift of the wage in the first negotiation that is effective as of the 1st of November?
The shift of the wage? You mean the wage increase?
That's right.
So the bottom line, Refilwe, is that the wage is the increase has been increased to the point that subcontractors, the smaller parties, can't afford them. Are you paying a daily wage of around 300 rand a day to an ordinary labourer? It extends up to about 800 rand a day for a skilled tradesman. And you and I might think, well, that's a very noble gesture, that you need to be paying people a living wage. I mean, they're standing out there in the elements and facing the traffic and all sorts of things. So on the one hand, you're paying a living wage to people, but you have smaller builders and subcontractors who very often are the people actually doing the work who are saying, we can't pay people this kind of wage. We can't afford that. And as a result, they are laying off workers or sometimes actually shutting up shop because they can't afford to carry on.
Now, were they consulted before the Minister of Labour included them in this bargaining agreement?
They've been negotiating, they've been lobbying the Minister of Labour and actually the Bargaining Council for over a year to say, guys, please don't include us in this agreement. And what actually happened was the Minister of Labour said to them, we're not going to sign the agreement until you guys have sat around the table and we've come to some kind of working conclusion, working framework. But that didn't happen. The agreement was actually signed without them. So no, the subcontractors and the small builders are not party to the discussions, but they are bound by the terms of the agreement.
Now, I hear you using the word noble in terms of the large number, and I hear you, but isn't it that a large part of this is to cover things like pension contributions, sick pay, and transport costs?
Absolutely, yeah. So you pay, well, the labourer pays, I think, let's just use the base 300 rand. The labourer will pay around 23, 24 rand a day out of that. And then the employer pays, I think, around 60 rand a day. So, yes, I mean, you want your people to have pensions, you want them to have sick pay, you want them to have holiday pay. Mm. That's all good and well. But when the base is quite high, you're adding on to what is already unaffordable.
And so...
So it's a conundrum, isn't it? I mean, you want people to earn something that's decent, but you, on the other hand, the people on the side of the road are saying, well, actually, we don't care. Just please pay us. Pay us something. Pay us anything.
I was going to say, is it likely that compliance is not going to be very high? Because at the end of the day, the subcontracting work needs to happen, and it's quite different from the big builders.
Exactly. And that's another part of the problem is that if you're not compliant with the bargaining council, then they can come onto the side. And this is what's happening is they come onto the side. They see whether you're compliant, whether your workers are listed with them, whether you're paying all of this. And if you're not, then you get fined. And as a small builder, sometimes not always very educated builder. So this is all quite complicated sometimes. And then the bargaining council will come after you with lawyers and attach assets, you know, take the TV and your car and everything out of your house because your small company hasn't actually paid them their dues.
What are the next steps here, Sasha?
Actually, there's a meeting today. So finally, the Department of Labor. So the agreement was signed, and the only concession that was made was that subcontractors and non-parties were tied into the agreement for a year rather than 3 years.
Okay.
But you could argue, you know, maybe my business won't be here in a year.
Oh, that's a fair point.
But there is actually a meeting today with the Department of Labor and the subcontractors, not necessarily the small business, although they have invited a small business to be part of the, or a representative from small business to be part of it. So one can only hope that that everybody comes together and that everybody starts hearing each other, because that's what I get a sense. Everybody's trying to pursue their own agenda. The trade unions want the best for their workers. The Master Builders Association, which is the big companies, they want to pay a decent living wage, but very often they're subcontracting.
Yeah.
They're not paying the people. So they're appointing subcontractors and paying subcontractors less than the agreed wage. So everybody's doing what suits their own narrow interests, and nobody's hearing in the collective.
We'll keep an eye on this. Thank you so much, Sasha Planting, for helping us understand that. Of course, construction being and contracting being quite a big part of the Cape Townian or the Western Cape economy, particularly at this time of year. If you are a subcontractor or are employing labourers on your construction site, please let us know if this has affected you. 0214460567.